Welcome back to part two of Religion Matters. This is Brendan. I'm with you on this second Sunday of February. It's really hard to believe that we're in almost towards the middle of February already, but it is great to see the signs of spring. Now, I'm delighted to welcome, he's no stranger to Religion Matters here on KFM, Father Paddy Byrne from Portlaoise. Paddy, you're very welcome to Religion Matters.
Thanks, Brenda. Good morning to you and all your listeners.
Morning. And I know you're joining us en route to an event, so it's very good of you to be with us.
Not at all.
Now, I want to chat to you a little bit about what's coming up in Portlaoise. But before that, I presume that you're aware of the comments made by Stephen Fry in that interview with Gay Byrne. Had you any thoughts, or did you have any time to reflect on what he said? Or was he in fact saying anything new?
Well, I suppose the actual reflection he made has, we know, gone viral, almost 6 million hits on the particular very strong sentiments he made in opposition to the idea of a Christian God, whom on Sunday matters is a big matter to us, our Lord Jesus Christ. I suppose I respect anyone for their own opinion. He's a quite articulate atheist, and I would say negative in the sense of his perspective to the values of Christianity and to the purpose of it. I'm quite definite, as a man who has made a way of life and a life choice, and thankfully a fulfilling life choice, I can give testimony that faith is a wonderful gift. And faith certainly is something that I have had the privilege of witnessing too over many, many years, being often overwhelmed by the gift of faith, the very positive sense of faith. I loved your introduction there, speaking of we're into February and we have this time of springtime. And that connects us to a God of mystery, a God of nature, a God who is beyond often the realm of understanding and yet intensifies our experiences of hope when we can anticipate joy coming from the spring moments as we're having these days. I think as well, Brenda, you know, I know I've often heard yourself in your own testimonies, people who live with serious illness. I work as a chaplain in Portlaoise Hospital, often on call at night time. And there are very few people who would say, Father Paddy, as chaplain, we don't want a prayer, or we don't find comfort or a sense of purpose or meaning when it comes to prayer. I think often as priests or in ministry, we are most maybe necessary at those very vulnerable moments, such as funerals, such as times of uncertainty. And faith is a great comfort and consolation to people. And it's also a positive gift, as we would witness with young people in schools, in our own diocese this week, with John Paul II awards being given out. I think that, you know, I don't want to sound cliched, but I'd be firmly of the opinion that we're actually in a very positive springtime of renewal and faith in our church at the moment. So what Fry says is what Fry says, but I necessarily would not agree with him. And I think it's a very positive thing to possess and to celebrate faith.
Well, I really appreciate your candour in answering our question this morning. And I know you weren't expecting me to ask you that. Now, listen, coming on to very positive things in Portlaoise, I know you have a significant anniversary this year.
Well, I suppose in Portlaoise, it's a church, the biggest church in the Diocese of Kildare and Loughlin, and a very beautiful church renovated for its purpose 8 years ago by the present parish priest, Monsignor John Byrne. But Portlaoise Church is a place that is alive and active, and this year it's celebrating the 50th anniversary of the occasion of its building. And for that purpose, it's a moment where we anticipate we will celebrate, and we will certainly do that in the context of this year's 9-day solemn novena, beginning on the 28th of February and running consecutively for 9 days up to Sunday, the 8th of March.
Now, I know you get huge crowds, and I know that the novena is something that you've put a lot of effort into over the past few years. Have you a theme picked for this year?
Well, again, our theme is coinciding a lot with what we've spoken about already. Yeah. It's quite a traditional novena, a novena to Our Lady of Perpetual Health, but the theme is springtime, a time of hope. And very much, I suppose, what we're trying to do is reflect aloud and through testimony and through prayer an opportunity for people over 9 days to make a commitment to come to one of the 5 Masses every day, and to do that in the context of a personal petition where people write and record their own personal petition, and to do it in that lovely occasion where people are together in prayer, worshipping, giving thanks and sharing a very positive sense that God is with us. We have 5 Masses every day for the 9-day novena, beginning on Saturday, as I said, February the 28th. Every morning, the first Mass, Brenda, will be celebrated at 7 a.m. And the Mass will be also in the context of devotional prayers to Our Lady of Perpetual Help. We're grateful that we have guest priests for all our Masses and some guest speakers. We also have Mass every day at 10 a.m., 12 noon, and then every evening at 7.30 p.m. And we're also running 9 midnight Masses beginning on Saturday, the 28th of February. So there's lots of different times for people to come and go and to sustain themselves over the 9 days with the commitment of making an attendance every day for 9 days.
Well, I presume you've been in a little bit of training, vocal training and fitness training, because you're going to be run off your feet for those 9 days.
Yeah, well, again, we're grateful to the support we've got. We have a number of priests leaving the ceremonies for different days, and of course, thankfully, we enjoy good health and energy, so we'll all be on board, so to speak, to support and to encourage one another. Yeah. Some of the priests, by the way, leading it would be known to some of your speakers. Mm-hmm. And I know that Father Paul Dempsey is coming on later.
He'll be on,
is going to lead one of our Masses. We also have our own local Bishop Dennis Nulty. We have the Bishop of Limerick, Brendan Leahy. We will welcome that superstar from Meath Diocese, Father Ray Kelly, a YouTube sensation. He'll lead the day. Father PJ from Naas Parish will lead a day. We also welcome some Leash priests, Father Lee Morgan, who's in Naas at the moment. So different priests around the diocese and around the country will also come to support us.
Now, one of the things that I'm always struck by, and obviously I've participated in a number of novenas, are the petitions and the... I suppose you get an insight, I suppose people maybe in the pews get an insight into maybe things that are going on in people's lives that I know priests are probably very familiar with for all sorts of different reasons. But it always strikes me that there's a huge amount of burden that people come to the novenas to try and get help with.
Absolutely. And I think it's quite frank and real, even though we will read the petitions themselves in a generic way, that life is vulnerable and life is fragile. And it's one of the positive gifts that in that place, God's grace is best communicated. God comes, the scripture tells us, not for the healthy, but for the sick. He comes for the wounded, for those who need that support. And very much so, through the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary, Mother of Perpetual Help, we make that intercessory prayer devoutly, traditionally as it is in its formula, but with confidence that this is an occasion of grace where God's grace benefits those who attend.
Now, talk to me a little bit, because I know you put a lot of effort always into the guest speakers that you invite as well. Tell us a little bit about who you have this year.
Well, I suppose one of our guest speakers will be very familiar to your listeners, as it's your good self, Brenda, and I appreciate you coming to share your reflections and your very personal testimony of hope. So I know you're coming on the Wednesday, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. Your Wednesday,
And look forward to that, and I'll tweet about that closer to the time.
As will
We're welcoming as well the former Taoiseach, John Bruton, who I think is a man of integrity, who will speak to us. We're also welcoming people like Wally O'Loughlin, a well-known Irish rapper who has a wonderful recovery programme for himself. We're welcoming mothers who are affected by the loss of children from the suicide, terrible reality.
Yeah.
We're welcoming people who give testimony to the power of faith in their own story. And we have many different people from all over the country, some well-known, some more private. But every day we will have guest speakers to facilitate that conversation that we're all having with God on our meaning and purpose in life.
Yeah. And I mean, what sort of feedback do you get from people after the novena or maybe after a particular evening or day of the novena?
Yeah, I think I certainly wouldn't put as much effort into it in terms of as a moment for evangelization in the parish every year, unless I was absolutely convinced that it is such a positive impact that people are generally 99.9% are very positive. I really think it's the whole occasion in its totality that touches people, the sense of being gathered together in large numbers, nourishing one another in hope and in love and in faith, and that sense of, you know, being able to tune in to a frequency where God's grace is very palpable and engaging and listening. So it's very, very positive.
Yeah. And just in terms of your own, like as a priest yourself, does it help you in ways to sort of nurture your own vocation and your own
Absolutely,
faith?
Because again, as for all of us, wherever we find ourselves following the Lord, we need support, we need encouragement. And I think where the Lord's scripture tells us, where two or three are gathered in my name, I am with you. But when you have an experience where there's over 1,000 people every night or at a particular mass gathered, there's a strength in numbers. And I think that's something often that mainstream media fail to recognize, that lots of people continue to publicly practice their faith in a positive way every week. And that's a positive thing. It has positive consequences to mental health, to how we are motivationally wise for the rest of the week afterwards. So I just think, of course, it gives life to my way of following the Lord in a very positive way.
Yeah. Well, listen, we'll give a reminder to our listeners a little bit closer to the event, but it kicks off on Saturday the 28th, is it?
Saturday the 28th, beginning with the first Novena Mass at 7 a.m. And then right through every day, we have Masses at 10 a.m., 12 noon, 7:30 in the evening, and particularly our midnight Masses. That's going to be a wonderful occasion. Mm. 9 midnight Masses at 12 night, every night for the 9 nights.
It sounds great. I know the information is up on the Diocesan website, candlewithak.ie, and I know you have a very active website yourselves as well, if you want to give out that address.
Thanks again. That's portlaoiseparish.ie.
Brilliant. Well, listen, Father Paddy, thanks for joining us this morning en route to all the stuff that priests generally are en route to of this time on a Sunday morning. Appreciate you being with us, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, and good morning, everyone, and good morning to you as well, Brenda. Thank you.